USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Concerns about inflation on the rise. A study out Friday by the University of Michigan finds consumer sentiment this month at a five-month low. The biggest complaints for consumers, higher prices for homes, cars, and durable goods. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNBC this week.
I think we will have several more months of rapid inflation, so I'm not saying that this is a one-month phenomenon, but I think over the medium term, we'll see inflation decline back toward normal levels.
The Labor Department announcing this week the Consumer Price Index went up 0.9% in June. That's the largest one-month increase in 13 years. Some relief Saturday for Europeans affected by deadly flooding. Water is receding in Germany and Belgium. Over 150 deaths recorded so far. That number expected to climb, though. Officials say as waters recede, more bodies will likely be discovered. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheet Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The CDC says over 97% of people entering hospitals for COVID right now are unvaccinated. John Clemens reports.
The so-called Delta variant is highly transmissible, but the cases are typically milder in vaccinated people. Those without the vaccine are likely to become seriously ill from COVID and end up in the hospital. Jeff Zients is the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with 1 in 5 of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Florida is reporting an average of 29 new infections for every 100,000 people per day. That is more than 4 times the national average. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Plans underway to get Afghans who helped the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Evacuation flights out of Afghanistan could begin next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A program protecting illegal immigrants from deportation ruled unconstitutional. A federal judge Friday in Texas strikes down DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals program established by President Obama 9 years ago. It allows some brought here illegally as children to stay and work without risk of deportation. The judge's ruling doesn't affect those already in the program, but no more people can be added. No word on if the Biden administration will appeal. 3 years ago, Jared Ramos killed 5 employees of a newspaper in Maryland. A court now determines he's fit to stand trial. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
A Maryland jury has ruled that a man who killed 5 people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in 2018 is sane and therefore criminally responsible for the mass shooting. He faces 5 life sentences without the possibility of parole. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death. The California jury voting Friday to execute Michael Gargiulo, the 45-year-old convicted almost 2 years ago of killing 2 women in 2001 and 2005. Gargiulo also convicted of attempted murder in a case dating back to 2008. The NFL makes an announcement regarding international games. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL says each team will play at least 1 international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.